Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. I'm going to watch the debate outside, Ann Compton. It's going to be warm here.
Hey, Steve, I was going to watch on my screen porch, and I was going to talk to you right now from my screen porch here in Washington, D.C., where we got up to almost 80 degrees.
Wow.
The yard crew, after dark, there's a yard crew down the block still blowing leaves. So I had to move inside. But for the debate, I'm out on the porch.
Well, you know, maybe the sound of the blowing leaves is a good prep for you listening to the debate tonight.
You know, these are so important. Steve, where else on the globe do voters get a chance to see two presidential candidates with all of the world in their hands stand toe-to-toe or at least 12 feet apart from each other and to measure both under the same circumstances? That's why these debates are so important.
Now, when we talked last, we talked after the first debate, and you were, I would say you were aghast at the idea of cutting off the microphone, you said, for the President of the United States. And yet, in a way, that's what they're going to do tonight. So what do you think of tonight's rules?
Thank you for remembering that. And I do feel very, very deeply, because I've worked with the Commission on Presidential Debates, runs this whole thing. I've worked with them for, 30 years. They are all professional political people. They are mainstream chairman of the Republican and the Democratic National Committee, elected officials, former press secretaries like Mike McCurry. These are not the press running this. This is the institutional political structure running right. I fear that tonight Americans will watch and say, wait, the press is cutting off the microphone to my candidate. And that breaks my heart, because it's not the press. And I think if two candidates want to talk through everything, that's a lesson for us.
So you would just let them go? I mean, even if the rules are explained. And so for you, it's more about what people think of the press than the act of cutting off the president?
No, I think the blame goes to the press saying, oh, they want to cut off my candidate. But see, can I tell you what my dream debate is?
Sure.
Darkened stage, round table, two chairs facing each other. And from one wing comes the Republican nominee. From another direction comes the Democratic nominee. And they sit down, and the lights come up. And for 1 hour, 25 minutes, they just talk. They can question, no rules. And then at about 5 minutes left, the voice of God announcer comes down from the rafter, says, "Lady, you have 5 minutes left." They finish, they stand up, they shake hands, they walk out. We need to see how each person who's running for president would interact, not just with us, the voters. How about interacting with the NATO leaders or the
right.
Chinese leadership when he goes there? So I think this is a true test of presidential leadership, and we should get out of the way.
As you said that, I'm thinking, weren't there a couple of vice presidential debates where they're sitting at a table, but I guess there always was a moderator there?
You know, yes, and there's always been. I was on two presidential debates in the dinosaur days where there was a moderator and three journalists.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I did it, the other journalists were Andrea Mitchell of NBC and Margaret Warner, who was with PBS. She's then with Newsweek. And we sat in my hotel room that morning. We were hidden away in the Hollywood Hills somewhere so nobody could find us. We had our fuzzy slippers on it. We said, who's going to ask about the Supreme Court? Don't we need to ask about the nuclear triad? And we made sure we had enough questions to last 90 minutes, no breaks, no commercial interruptions, and we had to make sure we had enough questions. These debates, whether they're sitting at a table or whether they're standing a few feet apart. This is our only chance to see, to measure two of them on equal territory.
You know, I want to ask you, the president released today the White House version of the, it was kind of the raw tape of the 60 Minutes interview. To preempt 60 Minutes, I guess he didn't like the way it was handled. It just was, it was supposed to be safe for archives, and the agreement was that the White House wouldn't release it until after, or at all, or until after 60 Minutes aired their show. I know you've been involved in interviews like that. Is that sort of, were you ever involved in an agreement like that?
Steve, what are we talking about right now? We are talking about a distraction. We're not talking about what he said. Or what questions were asked. We're not talking about the substance, the things that matter to all of those folks in Chicagoland who are who want to know how their lives are going to get better. Instead, we are talking about a president who says, I'm going to break the rules and I'm going to release this. We don't know whether it's been edited. We know the CBS version will be edited.
Right.
We always edit out stuff. So it is a distraction, and I hope the analysis later tonight, we'll go into the substance of what they discussed, because that's what people sitting down in my old neighborhood in Kenwood and Hyde Park, where I grew, I was born and raised. I want them to, those families around a kitchen table, to hear what these two candidates want to do for them. Not what they do to a network.
All right, so you covered the White House for 40 years. Most polls have the former Vice President Joe Biden up by about 10 points.
Yep.
Is there any race that...
Here's my lesson.
Yeah.
Steve, here's my lesson from that. 4 years ago, I had just retired from ABC News, and I was teaching at Harvard for one semester and teaching my students there, and it is not the national polls back then. Hillary up 3 points,
right.
5 points, 8 points. It's not one national election. Those are the wrong polls to watch. It is 50 individual states and the District of Columbia, and the only place our focus should be is on the wiggly states like yes, always Ohio, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Florida, always big. You know, remember last time?
Oh, yeah.
It was Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, for goodness sake.
Do you think Biden has a chance in Georgia?
Did you and I think 10 weeks ago that Georgia would be an issue for
right.
the Democrats? I didn't think so. So this is... After the election will come the debate, once again, as it does every 4 years, should we have an electoral college? Why don't we let the big national vote count? So we are stuck in this, you know, second gear on this, and I have no opinion on whether there should be an electoral college or not, but we have to take each of these elections and the particular personalities and leadership qualities of the two candidates of the major party. And I know a lot of people who tell me they're going to vote for third party candidates because they're not happy with what the American political establishment has delivered.
The great Ann Compton, 40 years at ABC and more at the White House. Thank you for joining us today. I hope we can talk again.
You've got my number. Please call.
You bet. You're listening to Chicago's...
And the best to everyone there. Thank you.
Kenwood is listening.
Thank you.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.